What if you spoke your truth? What if every time you opened your mouth, what came out sounded like the real you, the authentic you? On this week's Quest for Clarity, we're going to talk a little bit about the chicken or the egg. No, really, it won't be that complicated. It won't be that philosophical. Well, okay, maybe it will be a little bit, but we're not really going to talk about chickens and eggs. We're going to talk about how we come into the world, how we get where we want to go. So yeah, I guess it is a pretty big topic, isn't it? Now, I believe it's a little bit of both. And here's what I mean by that. So my question to you is, are we born perfect as us, as the true us, and we have to then peel away the layers that happen to us from our, or that accumulate on top of us from our friends and our families and the belief systems and the experiences that they kind of put upon us? Or do we spend our lives, or do we begin rather our lives as a blank slate, and we have to add layers until we become who we are meant to be, the real us? I don't actually know the answer, but I think that it's a little bit of both. We're going to talk a little bit about that today in our Quest for Clarity, because really, if we think about speaking your truth, well, first of all, you have to be your truth, don't you? You have to be who you are. You have to be comfortable and confident and solid, or centered maybe is a good word, grounded in who you are, so that when you open your mouth to speak, to present, to connect, to build relationships, to communicate anything, and to be truthful or authentic, I know that's a great popular word as well, then you gotta know who you are. You have to have some solid notion of what that is. So that's why we're gonna talk a little bit about, is it about stripping away the stuff that we don't want? Or is it about building and adding the things that we do want? And like I said, I think it's a bit of both. Because there's no denying, and we all know this to be true, that in the first however many years of our lives, whether it's 6 or 5 or whatever psychologists have decided, or behaviorists, it doesn't really matter. What you know and what I know is that, especially as we get older, have you ever opened your mouth to say something or looked at yourself in the mirror maybe, and you go, oh, I've become my mother. Oh goodness, I've become my father. Or, aye, that's something that my father would have said. And it's funny that as we get older, we recognize those patterns and we recognize those behaviors that maybe we recognize, okay, I've got a lot more of my family in me than I expected. And so part of what we have to do when we become ourselves is we have to find that difference between what is my parents, what are their beliefs, what is their voice, and what is mine. And that extends a bit, doesn't it? Not just parents, but maybe it's whoever were your primary caregivers. Maybe it's aunts and uncles or grandparents or foster families. It doesn't really matter. The influential people in your life. And so part of us figuring out who we are and learning to speak our truth, or being brave enough to speak our truth, is in figuring out what is the real me and what is regurgitation. And I remember my son and I having this conversation. I've got a 16-year-old, and so it's an interesting time because he's kind of on the cusp of that figuring out who he is. And he said to me, is this what I believe, or is this me just regurgitating your opinions? And I thought to myself, good for you, buddy, because the sooner we figure that out, the sooner we stop and ask ourselves, whose voice is this coming out of my mouth? The sooner we figure out who we are. Let me say that again. The sooner we figure out, when we open our mouth, whose voice is this, the sooner we figure out who we are. Because sometimes we open our mouths and it isn't really us, is it? It's something our father said, something our mother said, something our grandmother said, something our, the sort of lineage, right, that comes out of your mouth, or some, maybe it's a partner or a boss, or it doesn't matter. And I'm not suggesting that we can't adopt other people's attitudes, or we can't adopt other people's belief systems if we agree with them. That's great. But let's make sure that we agree with them. Let's make sure that they feel like us before we speak them over and over again. Because as you all know, and as I know, if we continue to repeat those conversations and those words, well, they become habits, don't they? And pretty soon they become ingrained. And so that's where that notion of having to peel away other people's belief systems to find ourselves, that's where that comes in. And that can be a challenge. Absolutely, that can be a challenge. So if you can recognize, wait a minute, I don't know if this sounds like me or not, that is progress. That is clarity. And that is that peeling away process to figure out who you are. It's really interesting once you begin to really listen to yourself, because that's really what it takes, is you have to think to yourself, okay, I've just stated this opinion, or I've just had this, maybe it was an argument, or I've had this discussion with someone, and do I really believe what I'm saying? Do I really believe what's coming out of my own mouth? Or is it just something that I've heard so many times that I think I'll repeat? It's kind of like a memory when you think to yourself, do I actually remember that? Or have I just been told that story so many times that I feel like I remember it? Do you understand what I mean? We do that with belief systems as well. We regurgitate them or restate them over and over and over again, and we just kind of adopt them without ever taking a look and saying, wait a minute, do I actually believe this? Am I actually aligned with this? Does this actually feel like me? Or is this the person I want to be? Now that is an interesting question. When you hear yourself, is that the person that you want to be? Oh, there's some awareness. Yeah, if you can build that practice, that is the essence of clarity. Is this who I want to be? Because sometimes I don't think we ever really hear or we ever really listen. We don't really pay attention. And therein lies the danger. So that's part of that process that I'm talking about, of that peeling away. And then the is this who I want to be is, well, I can also be a blank slate. I can also be a work in progress. Maybe that's a better way to say it. So that I can say to myself, life is kind of a buffet, right? I get to pick and choose a little bit, because sure, I had some primary influences, my family and my close relatives when I was little, but now I've been to school, I've had a partner, I've had some experiences maybe at university, I've had some jobs, I've had some other influences in my life. So now it becomes a bit of a buffet. This was interesting. I liked that. Wow, this is a cool perspective. This is the kind of person I would like to be. And we begin to build. What's the challenge with that? Maybe some of you are saying it in your head already. Well, gosh, Jan, you're right. I did decide that I wanted to be a different kind of person. My truth doesn't sound like my parents' truth. And that's actually a problem. I hear you, because sometimes, and this is really interesting, because one of the things that I do, and maybe one of the things that you're familiar that I do, is I'm a speaker trainer as well, and I use the concepts of clarity and speaking your truth and helping people figure out who they are through the sometimes stressful situation of speaking in public. And one of the cool things that happens to people is, if you don't give people time, to think about their answer or think about their presentation, what's really cool is that all they've got is themselves, right? All they've got is their own opinions. All they've got is their truth. And so sometimes it's really interesting for me to watch as a trainer and as a coach, for me to watch people open their mouth and begin to talk about a topic or a subject, and all of a sudden they have this look across their face that says, where did that come from? And it is the most amazing thing, because in those moments, the filters have gone and out comes their truth. And sometimes what's interesting, challenging maybe is the right word, is that that what they've spoken doesn't sound like who they thought they should be. Let me say that again. What they've spoken sometimes doesn't sound like who they think they should be. Does that ever happen to you? Because that is the challenge with speaking our truth, is that we're all so busy trying to fit into a box. We're all so busy trying to be who we think we should be, who our parents think we should be, what our profession thinks we should be, who our, I don't know, whoever else is important in your life, who they think you should be, that we don't be. I know that was grammatically incorrect. I totally get it, but we don't become ourselves. And that is the challenge. So clarity, in your quest for clarity, clarity is about hearing when you speak, when you open your mouth to have a conversation, or when you open your mouth to express your opinions. Clarity is about hearing your truth, not the truth of your profession or your parents or your grandparents or your culture or your customs. It's about hearing your truth. Oh my gosh, now that is real clarity. That is true clarity. And that is alignment. Because now you've got a seed to build on, right? Now you hear it and you think, whoa, where'd that come from? That feels right. And now you get to build on that. That takes a little courage. Maybe it takes a lot of courage, depending on your circumstances. And that is real clarity. And it also comes in making a decision. Making a decision is a great way to find clarity. We've talked about this before. It's about making decisions to say something, making the decisions to do something, and knowing that it's you, knowing that it's the real you, that it's your truth. And that, you know what, it might be a little uncomfortable and people might not love the way it sounds, but I'm going to make it anyway. And that is another thing to build on. So that's really what clarity is about. It's about finding those moments that just feel like, there I am. Whoa, that is it. And I know that you're doubting right now that, well, I don't know it, but I suspect that you're doubting right now. Well, Jan, how do I feel that? You know, I don't know if I can answer that specifically, but what I can say to you is that I've seen it happen and I watch it happen. And that every time it has happened for clients, for speaking clients, for coaching clients, every time I see it, people are aware of it, because something transforms their face, transforms their language, and all of a sudden they'll realize that what they've spoken is the real you, the real them. And I know that will happen for you as well. I really genuinely do. But you've got to practice it. You've got to, well, it's not even a practice in this case, it's an allowing. You've got to allow that to happen. So the question is, because I know you're asking it, the question is, that's really great, Jan, a lovely theory, and it's not the chicken or the egg yet, but how do I allow the truth to come out? How do I find or summon the courage to, when I open my mouth, to allow my truth to come out? Well, practice. And what I found, and this is going to sound quite silly, maybe, is that it's easier with complete strangers, okay. Right? Because there's no expectation. There's no expectation of who you are. So when you meet someone at a cafe, when you meet someone new at work, practice being you. Gosh, how crazy did that just sound? Practice being you. But that's what it is. It's like practice starting small with small things. Someone asks you a question about your opinions or a question about your preferences, a question about your likes, dislikes, and desires. And if you're with your family, for example, or people who've known you since forever, you have a tendency to kind of calculate a little bit, don't you, before you answer that question. I can't say this, I shouldn't say that. Oh, I better not say that. Oh, they don't want to hear this. And we do this kind of tick, 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 tick in our brain, and we discount things before the answer comes out. Does this sound familiar to you? Have you ever done this before? But if you're with complete strangers or someone that you've just met or someone that's not as familiar with you and you're asked one of those questions, well, maybe you're a little more comfortable to speak your truth. Maybe you're a little bit more comfortable to express what you really feel, and then you can connect to it. You can feel it, you can hear it, and you can say, aha, that's me. That's the real me. And you can build on it and find ways to bring that into all of your life, into your real life, if you will. It's a practice. It's always a practice. I've seen it happen. I have watched it happen. I have felt it happen for myself. And it does come. It does come, that allowing and that this is who I am. So whether you're peeling away old belief systems or whether you're building on belief systems and behaviors that you want for yourself, I have faith. I have faith that you will find you in the middle of both of those processes. So that's what I mean when I say, I think it's both the chicken or the egg. If you have enjoyed this podcast and if you have found something that stuck with you, I hope that you'll comment, I hope that you'll rate it, and I really hope that you'll share it with someone that you think might benefit from this. And above all, I certainly hope that you will subscribe, because I love to share these conversations with you. My name is Jan Bailey, and it really has been delightful to have the opportunity to help you look at things maybe a little bit differently and to help to expand your perspective and maybe ask some questions of yourself, because that's the beginning of clarity, isn't it? If you'd like to know a little bit more about what I do, please visit me at theclaritycoach.ca. And, you know, remember that clarity really is a practice. It's a process. It's not instant. It happens over time, just like speaking your truth happens over time. So be mindful, be open, and above all, be you on your quest for clarity.